Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello and welcome back. This week we are going to talk about expectations and setting up positive expectations for what you're creating, for how your day is going to go, just in general, so that we're just living in a happier life. I have been working really hard this year on upgrading what I believe is possible for me. And I think it's something that I want everyone in my life to do is just believe that more is possible for them than maybe what they're living or maybe what they've expected of themselves this year, next year, in the past. And it takes letting go of a lot of what we remember about ourselves, and it takes letting go of the stories that we have about how we got where we are. What I have noticed for myself is that I need to look at my life and say, great, I've worked really hard and I've accomplished a lot of things, and, not but and, having a story that working really, really hard and suffering in order to get gains or to get anywhere in life isn't necessarily the story that I want to be living anymore. I'm actually really interested in moving into an existence where things feel like they're more expected, that I expect things to go well and that I don't expect to have to work desperately hard or be in struggle. So what I've noticed as I've started to ask myself to adopt this belief is, one, all of the demons come up and I'm like, but it is hard. It's really, really hard. And it's like I have this attachment to suffering and hard work. So I had to look at that first and go, okay, is hard work really the virtue that I think it is? Or is it just something that I default believe is true? Have I heard it enough? Have I lived in it enough that I'm now living it? Could it be different? And is it different for some other people? So one of the fastest ways to start to dissolve a belief that isn't working for you is to look for the evidence of where it's not necessarily true at all. And it's almost easier if you look at other people and go, where is it true that other people aren't having to work this hard to have the same result? Or maybe they're working as hard as me, but they're having a better result. I want to look at other people who are experiencing life in a smoother, more flowing, what I would consider a delightful way of being, and go, well, hey, if it's possible for them, could it be possible for me too? And then I'm looking at the way that I react to that, and where do I put up resistance? Where do I decide that it actually has to be hard for me? And is it a thought, or is it actually like a body clenching kind of response? And it's interesting because I notice sometimes it's both of those things. But if you know me, if you've been following this for a while, you know, the fastest route for me is to just go into my body and go, okay, what's tense? What does it have to tell me? What is it trying to get me to do? And that I can talk to, that I can work with, and that gives me some insight into where some of these thoughts might be hiding or lurking underneath the surface where I'm not really aware of them. So when I ask myself, could it be super easy to make like $50,000 in 1 month? The first thing that came up for me was like, oh, hell no, that's not really possible, except there was an equally big part that came up and went, but there's people who do that all the time, like businesses make money. Why can't your business also make money? And you're like, oh, well, it actually does. Could I accelerate it? Could I make it go faster? And so what I had to do is look at every single angle. Where am I getting in my own way? Where am I deciding that it's hard before I even try? Where am I deciding that it's hard before I even show up? And this was a really, really cool one, was asking myself, where do I back off just before I'm about to succeed? And I know that this is so human, and all of us do this, is that we are on the path. We have something that we want. We decide that it might be a struggle. It might be hard. And we're willing to put in a lot of effort because we want to overcome how hard it is. And then we get right up to the finish line. Like, we're almost there, but we have an inability to notice that we're almost there. We don't see that what we're doing is working, and we start to feel defeated because we've been pushing so hard and working so hard. We get tired. We get resentful of ourselves for having a big goal, of ourselves for how we've been approaching it. We start to doubt that our method was even any good. And then we just stop. Or at least that's what I do. I had to notice exactly where my line is and where I stop investing in myself or where I stop doing the thing that was actually working and say, well, that was good enough. So some of expanding ourselves, right, and getting into this space where things could be easier for us, where expectations could be just better, that things go better, is allowing ourselves to, allowing ourselves to recalibrate, to reset those default settings, to decide that what we're tolerating, like the minimum that we tolerate, the minimum that we let in, the usual, right? The usual work and the usual result, and say, that's not going to be my result anymore. Like, I'm now expecting and I desire and I expect this new level, which is a little bit higher up. And that sounds so simple, but we all find it really, really hard. We just do. We're like, yeah, but isn't that for other people? Or isn't that requiring more of me? And what I've noticed is that it's equally true to just say, like, what if I just decide that it's different for me now? What changes in me if I believe that to be true? Or what do I think would change in me if that was true? So a lot of what I coach and what I study and what I apply to my life is to try things out. And sometimes I look at, what do I want that end result to be? And right now I want the end result to be like, I love my business. It's a full practice. I'm making lots of money and I get to create this awesome group program and it's going to be freaking fabulous. And I'm excited about it already. And all of that feels really good. And then I quickly ask myself, I'm like, okay, how does it feel having that, already having it? How do I think I feel? How do I feel? And I'm like, well, I feel excited and I feel very certain. I feel confident and I know that I'm doing great things. I expect that it's already done, so I'm not really worried all the time. And I went, ah, there it is. It's like letting go of the worry and letting go of some anxiety. That's necessary in order to get over there. So that was a good insight. When I'm feeling more creative, like I'm actually more in a flow and I'm focused more on what I can provide and what I can create next, that's another thing that came up. And I went, okay, well, where am I not doing that right now? If right now I'm only focused on either complaining or just doing the same things, or I'm really comfortable in my routine, then I'm not making space for this other thing that I'd really like. So then, yeah, of course, it's going to be really hard to get that because I haven't created space for it. I'm not even doing the things that we do over there. So I'm trying to get myself more and more into alignment with who that person is who has all these things that I think I want and figuring out how to get there. And then I went, oh, that's where I tripped myself up to. So I think we can expect that to get to that next level, it's going to take this insane transformation of ourselves. And I would say it is a profound transformation, but it's not like so crazy that it's impossible. I would definitely stop and say, like, do I think this is impossible or if it's not for me? Or do I recognize that, of course, I can change? I mean, I've changed lots of little tiny things about myself a lot over the last few years. And if I like those changes, I can keep doing them. I guess my questions right now are around accelerating my expectations in deciding to level up at a faster pace. That seems to be the one that gets sticky for me, is not necessarily expecting that things can be better, but increasing how fast I can expect things to get better, and also holding that belief even in the face of potential evidence to the contrary. So something else that I've started doing that I would highly recommend all of you do is start a list of your successes. And I've started like little sticky notes and I put them signs of success and I just write them down as they come up, like one or two a day, maybe more, maybe there's a day where there isn't one. But what's really important is that I never record signs of not success. I don't focus anymore on what I'm doing that isn't working. Instead, I look for like, oh, this worked, this unexpected cool thing happened that seems in alignment with where I want to go and what I want to be doing. It might not even have anything to do with an effort that I've put out. And that gets to go on that list too. So if I get like a really cool email or an invitation from someone, I look at that and go, wow, that wasn't even me struggling. That wasn't me working hard. That wasn't me like hustling to make it happen. This is something that came to me in service of this thing that I want to be or do or have. And there it is. And that's a sign of success. It is working. It is getting easier. And I write it down. And then the follow-up to that in recognizing that I can expect things to go better is to do the action, to follow up on it, to not just dream all the time and think about how it could be better, but to actually live life as it is better. I wanted to say like as though it is better, but that still puts it in this weird future tense. And that's not really what I'm getting at here. What I'm saying is that if your actual expectation changes, if you expect better for yourself, if you expect things to be easier, if you're expecting for more possibilities and just a higher expectation of life that it's going to come up and meet you, you actually have to resonate in that. You can't talk about it or believe about it or look at it as though it's something that's coming later. It has to be something that's happening right now that you're choosing to adopt and that you're committing to. And again, back into the body, there's parts of us that resist it. So even as I talked about it, I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm sitting up straighter and I'm more excited. And I'm like, yes, that's right. It's time to be a badass. Like I'm going to show up and like my home life is going to rock and I'm going to take a freaking vacation this year and I'm going to go somewhere far and expensive. That's what I want to do. And that feels really amazing. And then there's the little pieces kind of tense up in my shoulder blades that are like, but what if you can't? What if there's not money? What if, what if? And I was like, well, what if we behaved as though it's just a guarantee? It's going to happen because I declare it's going to happen. I will find a way. And I can trust that. All of the pieces of me that freak out are the ones that need the love, the ones that have messages for me that aren't on board enough for it to happen. And it's interesting because I think we interpret these sensations in our body sometimes as though they are the truth and the only truth. And we're like, oh, I don't feel good, so I'm not going to. And that is what it's doing, right? Like we have a bad feeling and usually it's telling us to like slow down, back up, fight, hide, freeze, all of that. But underneath that, it has a message for us. And when that message is addressed, then we get to step into a space of being in which that's no longer true, in which that response is no longer needed. So I think there is like a delicate balance, right, of listening and accepting that our body does have wisdom, but we are allowed to hear its wisdom and then upgrade, hear its wisdom and then transform, hear its wisdom, incorporate it, and still get what we want. Still change, still upgrade, still raise our expectation, even though maybe parts of our body are saying that it's hard or it's impossible. So as with all things, it comes back to having compassion for those pieces of ourselves that are too scared to level up. Like, let's be honest, all of us have pieces that are too scared to level up. And it is usually a familiar feeling, a familiar sensation. It becomes the story of this is how it's always going to be. And that is what keeps us living similar circumstances and playing out the same kinds of interactions, the same kinds of setbacks, no matter where we are in our life. So as we start to see them come up, we can go, oh, okay, I'm reliving this thing. I'm kind of over it. I don't really want to relive this thing. I need to do something different. How do I do something different? It's best when that new action comes from a feeling inside of us that says it's safe to do a different action rather than forcing a different action, trying to get a different result. I'm really not a fan of hustle. I'm not a fan of taking on a lot of things and working really hard with no vision for where it's going and no feeling of what it provides. I am a fan of deciding what the feeling is that I want, what I think I'm going to get from the work that I'm doing and what I think I'm going to get from the final result that I think I want, and deciding how can I exist in that feeling now, even while I'm doing the action, even while I'm taking the steps to make that complete. It's a dance. It's a dance, and it can be really eye-opening, I guess, about what the inner story is. What's going on in our heads? What's going on in our bodies? What memories do we have around this stuff? And I would say not all of it is conscious, and that's okay. There is still love to be given. to ourselves for everything we've experienced, for even getting us to the point where we want to raise our expectation because, hey, we got here and we're ready to level up. And that's fabulous and it's wonderful and it's great. So, to recap, raising expectations, it has a lot to do with making a decision that that's what's going to happen, or at least that's how I'm choosing to look at it right now, and that's pretty fun. And it takes consideration of how we're feeling and not necessarily writing off our feelings. It's definitely going into them. It's giving them attention, asking them, what is it that I need to know? What is it that I'm trying to give myself when I have this feeling? Like if a feeling comes up that makes you freeze or stop, why? What is it trying to tell you? And sometimes it's just saying like, you know, safe, safety, quiet. And if you can say to that expression of fear or whatever is coming up in your body and say, oh, thanks, I really appreciate that this is all about keeping me safe and safety and feeling safe. Guess what? It's safe to let go. It's safe to try this. It's safe to try this on. We're going to do an experiment. I love experiments. It just feels so okay to fail. It feels okay to try something new. And when you do that, it also is okay for something to succeed. But there's no weight on it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And I think that's a lot of expanding in life, is expecting things to go better, but not expecting them to be perfect, and still being open to receiving something awesome. Something different maybe than what we were even setting out to do, but that still fulfills what we want overall as a feeling. And I would hazard a guess that most of us want to feel more love, to feel more creativity and flow and connection to what we're doing, to ourselves, to the people in our lives, to the work that we're putting out in the world. And when we feel that sense of I'm connected, I'm in it, I feel like I'm a part of something bigger than myself, that is success. So we all want that. And sometimes, you know, bad things have happened in our lives. They get in the way. This stuff, crunchy stuff comes up. And it's okay to hold those pieces of ourselves, to love on those pieces of ourselves and say, thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for getting me this far. Thank you for showing me what you're showing me about what has happened. And I'm ready for more. Let's do this. Springtime is the time for reaching out and expanding and doing more. My friends, I wish for you a springtime of uplifting energy, of that like bubbling excitement that comes up, and also a deep sense of belonging and loving yourself as you go into this, you know, season of doing things, that you really appreciate yourself and how much you do and how far you've come. And I want for all of you to expect that you get great results, to expect that as you show up, things turn out well for you. And if that's difficult for you to do right now, reach out, talk to me. This is what I help people release the bad expectations, let in the good expectations, and start building more and more experiences of things going well in their lives personally, step by step, minute by minute. I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you next week. Have a good one. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love, and leave us a review. You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.